弟兄姊妹，主你必平安。
Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
早晨哈。
Good morning.
开始之前呢，提醒大家下。
As we begin, I want to remind everyone.
大家嚟好似早晨嚟听到哈。
It seems as if this morning we come and we gather together to hear the word.
唔知你有冇盼望？你能够得着一啲咩嘅嘢。
I wonder if it is your hope that there is something that you may receive.
我喺度想我能够有啲咩嘢俾到大家呢。
And I consider as for myself, what is it that I can offer to everyone?
当我睇一睇自己，思想一下自己所要交通嘅，我真係唔係谦虚喎。
And as I look upon myself and see what I'm able to share, now I'm not speaking this out of humility.
我觉得我手里边所有咧，好似嗰个小孩子嗰个五饼二鱼一样。
But I do truly feel what I have in my hand is just as that little child who only had five loaves and two fish.
那个五饼二鱼咧，净系够呢个细路仔，细路仔又唔系大人，佢自己嘅供应。
And what that child had alone was only suffice for him, enough for himself as a little child, not as an adult to provide for any other.
怎么能够喂饱五千人呢?
And how can this very little which I have be sufficient to feed even the 5,000?
我思想到你同埋我都一样。
And I consider both all of us, both yourself and myself.
我就从圣经来讲，我们都是一些原本都是死人的骨头来的。
As the scripture says, that we are all as those who are dry bones.
好似以西结所睇见嘅异象一样。
It's just as the vision which the prophet Ezekiel saw.
如果唔系主吹气在其中。
If it is not the Lord himself who breathed upon it.
如果唔系经过主嘅手。
If it is not through the Lord's own hand.
这个五饼二鱼唔能够供应超过一个人嘅需要。
This very little of five loaves and two fish cannot suffice, only sufficient for the self.
如果不是主吹气在其中,
if the Lord himself does not breathe upon it,
我和你这些死人的骨头,
all of us as dry bones, you and I,
我又怎能够来到活起变成耶和华的大军队呢?
How could it be that we would be revised and be that great army of the Lord God?
因此早晨我哋一同到主嘅面前。
Therefore, this morning, as we all gather in His presence,
我手头所有嘅只不过系五饼二鱼。
All that I have is that very little of five loaves and two fish.
我哋需要一同到主嘅面前嚟仰望主。
So we must come into His presence to look upon Him.
与主吹气在其中。
And that He Himself will breathe upon it.
能够进到我哋众人嘅心嘅当中。
So that what is spoken can enter into our hearts.
能够供应我哋众人嘅需要。
And would be a provision for the need of us all.
唔系讲道嘅人能够供应你嘅需要。
It is not the speaker of the word that's able to provide anything for you.
心如主喺我哋当中嚟供应我哋嘅需要。
But may it be the Lord Himself who is the provider.
我哋祷告嘛。
Let us pray.
主我哋众人安静，主我哋俯伏喺主嘅面前。
Lord, together. In stillness, we gather in your presence.
我们本来都是一无所有。
We had nothing to begin with.
按着我们自己，将我们所有的只不过是五饼二鱼。
Now all that we can provide, give is just five small crackers and two fish.
愿意主自己亲自吹气在其中。
Lord, may you yourself breathe upon these words.
愿主亲自来供应我们。
And you yourself provide to us.
愿主与我们众人来同在。
Lord, may you be with us all.
叫我们里面主有被活过来。
So be within, we will be quickened and liveth.
我们祷告等候奉主耶稣基督的名。
We wait and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 好。我们大家都在这里大部分呢弟兄姊妹都在这里读这个以斯拉记。
Now all of us, many of us, we are looking into the book of Ezra.
在以斯拉记那里出现最多的一个字呢就是建筑。
And the word that is very outstanding in the book of Ezra is about building.
他们在这里重建圣殿重建城墙。 重建祭坛。
And there they're building the city walls, they're building the house, the temple, they're building the altar.
建造这个字在以斯拉记出现18次之多。
And this word build appears 18 times in the book of Ezra.
剛才我們就講在查經班就提到一件事情。
And this is what we shared in our small group earlier.
帖撒羅尼加教會呢,保羅喺嗰度呢3個禮拜傳講神嘅話。
For the church in Thessalonica, the apostle Paul was there for 3 Sabbaths and there he preached the word of God.
佢喺嗰度交通道就講到耶穌基督點樣從死裏邊復活。
And there he shared with the brethren there about how the Lord was risen from the dead.
證明耶穌基督是主,
to show that the Lord Jesus is Lord.
咁之後呢,當我哋去讀到呢個帖撒羅尼加嘅書信嘅時候呢,
And when we do read into the letter to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians,
就發覺呢,帖撒羅尼加,佢只係聽咗3個禮拜嘅道之後呢, 居然大大的了長進。We
discover then only for 3 Sabbaths when they heard the word of God that they greatly grew.
成了馬其頓整個省的信徒的榜樣。
So greatly that they grew rapidly that they were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia.
意思就是說在帖撒羅尼加的這個剛剛成立的教會呢,
In other words, even in this very beginning of this newly established church in Thessalonica, there was such a great revival.
他们的复兴就好像以斯拉记的复兴一样。
Then we can consider such a great revival was just as the revival that's shown to us in the book of Ezra.
你知道以斯拉记所记载他们从巴比伦回归。 裡面所講到神激動眾人的心。
Now we recall in the book of Ezra how they returned from the land of Babylon and that it was because God stirred their heart.
所謂激動眾人的心呢,就是甦醒他們裡面的靈,搞動他們的靈。
In other words, when God stirred in their hearts, it is to revive their hearts when they were stirred. When the Spirit revived their spirit.
他的靈被搞動呢,
and when their spirits are stirred, they are willing then to return.
但是你知道要一個人的靈被搞動呢,不是人的工作,是神的工作。
Now you must understand, in order for our spirit to be stirred, it is not by the man, a work of man, but by the work of God.
還要4萬多,5萬的人,靈一同被搞動。
And not only just in one, but over 40,000, about 50,000, they were all stirred in spirit as one. And if you don't consider that a revival, I won't believe it.
並且他們所謂的,我們今天以為復興,就是裡面聽完道就很興奮一件事情,這樣就復興,我們感謝主,但不停在這裡。
When we consider about revivals, perhaps we look at it from the perspective of the individual. We hear the word of God, and we're quickened, revived within, and we praise the Lord for God. But revival does not only remain there.
如果今天的復興,說到你聽完道之後,你靈裡面被搞動之後,你回家裡面家產叫子女不要讀書,然後一起回去中國,現在有什麼?武漢肺炎啊? 你夠不夠膽這樣做啊? 這個真是復興了。
Now, when you speak about revival, we can illustrate it in this way. You are so stirred in your spirit that you go home, you sell all your possessions, you tell your children, we don't need to, leave the school, and then we'll go back to China, to Wuhan, even when there is the coronavirus.
不是叫你今天聽完道這樣做,我只不過給一個例子,
now, I'm
這個是真正的復興。
Saying for you to do that after hearing the message today, but as an illustration of a true revival.
你看看當時他們怎樣離開巴比倫,按著神的話,不是聽了就裡面有一些感動, 感情捐一啲錢咁就係啦。
Because we look at the people during Ezra's time was not they heard the word of God and they're somewhat movedin their emotions, and they're willing to offer just some money, and that's it. But that was not how the spirit was stirred. It is the same when we look at the church in Thessalonica. In the situation with the Thessalonians, for the sake of their faith in the Lord, they were persecuted. I believe in Jesus. All I wanted after was the blessing. I heard that if I believe in Jesus, I'll have eternal life. So I want to believe in Jesus.
我知道我听到我信耶稣，神能够引导我走我前面的道路，所以我信耶稣啫。
I know that when I hear about Jesus and I believe in Jesus, He will lead my path ahead. So I want to believe in Jesus.
点解叫我信咗耶稣之后？ 经历咁大嘅患难呢?
But why is it after I believe in Jesus, so much persecution, affliction comes?
但系帖撒罗尼加嘅教会虽然系一个咁年轻嘅教会，佢都愿意喺呢条路度啊，因着信耶稣咁短嘅时间，啊咁样样嚟到咁兴旺。
Yet for the Thessalonian church, in such a short period of time, for this young church, after they believe in the Lord, they were suffering such afflictions, but yet they were still willing and they prospered.
他愿意不单止因着信主而得福，并且因着信主而走十字架道路。
They were willing to believe in the Lord Jesus, not only after the blessing, but they were willing to go on the way of the cross.
以至于他们的见证 在马其顿,整个阿该,地方都传扬出来,
to such a point that they were a testimony, an example to the whole region of Macedonia and Achaia.
这个是真正的复兴,
and this is a true revival.
刚才说保罗在那里只是讲了三个礼拜的道,
now we mentioned Paul was only in Thessalonica for three Sabbaths.
或者问大家你上个礼拜听过咩，你仲记得？
Now perhaps if I ask you what was shared last week, you might still remember.
两个礼拜前讲咩嘢，谂下先。
If I ask you what about 2 weeks ago, then you have to give it some thought.
三个礼拜之前讲咩嘢？
What about 3 weeks ago?
去 search 下教会一啲咩嘢录音都好啊。
Maybe we have to search the archives in the online from the messages.
但我读以斯拉记的时候就告诉我们，他们在原有的根基上建造。
But when we read the book of Ezra, it tells us that they built the foundation which was already there.
保罗只不过在那里讲了三个礼拜，他就从来没再回过去。
Now Paul only spent 3 weeks at Thessalonica and he did not return there.
但是呢，这个根基已经立定咗喺佢哋心嘅里边。
But the foundation has been laid and was established in their heart.
唔能够改变。
It cannot change.
佢哋冇用其他嘅方法。
They did not use any other way.
喺呢个根基上边嚟建造。
But they built upon the foundation which was laid.
咁我唔記得咗我幾耐之前交通過啊，或者問下大家我上一次交通記唔記得講過啲咩嘢？但我都唔盼望你記得，因為我都諗咗好耐嚇。
I don't know if I forgot when was the last time I shared, and so if I asked you, I wouldn't hope that you remember, but it's because I had to recollect to remember myself.
不過我真係記得嘅。But
I do
recall. 我唔記得幾時幾日講過，但我記得我講過咩。
I may have forgotten the exact date I shared this, but I do recall what I shared.
上次就同大家交通过神永远嘅旨意。
Last time I shared with brothers and sisters concerning that eternal will of God.
好似一列从永远到永远嘅列车一样。
And it is just like that express, that train that is from eternity, everlasting to everlasting.
喺我哋美国咧，呢啲车站咧就冇乜惊喜，个个站都差唔多啊。Now
in the U.S., each stop along the way, it's pretty much the same look, so there's no surprise.
如果你去香港咧，嗰地铁站咧，每一个站都唔同颜色嘅。Now
if you were on the metro in Hong Kong, each station actually is different color.
啲人话俾我哋听咧，莫斯科嘅地铁站好靓嘅。Now
others who visited tell us the underground in Moscow is very beautiful.
每一个站都有唔同嘅主题，because
each stop would have a different theme.
咁我哋曾经提过嘅呢一列神永远嘅列车咧，就去到 但以理站,
and the last time we shared on this express toward that eternal will of God, it was at the stop of the book of Daniel.
神的旨意去到那个站的时候打开了。And
so when it is at a particular station there, then the eternal will of God unfolds for us.
在那个世代当中，神有那个世代的要求。
And during that generation, God has His requirement for those of that generation.
记得我们提过但以理去看见耶利米书上面的话。
We mentioned about Daniel, how he saw the word of God from the book of Jeremiah.
他就按着耶利米书上面的话，向神要祷告，按着神的心意要祷告。
And there he prayed according to the word of God found in the book of Jeremiah, and he prayed concerning the will of God.
甚至祷告那个地步呢？ 願意將自己的命擺上,
and he prayed so fervently to a point that he was willing at the risk of his own life.
相信如果今個禮拜四我們的禱告會話禱告完之後你可能命都沒有的，我想沒有人敢來了。Now
perhaps when we have our corporate prayer meeting on Thursday nights and we share that if you come to pray, perhaps after the prayer meeting you're at the risk of losing your life, perhaps no one will dare come.
但以理卻是這樣來禱告。But
Daniel continued fervently in prayer in this fashion.
因着他这样的摆上,
and because he was willing to give of himself in this way,
他就踏上了神永远旨意的列车,
he set foot then on that eternal express train of God.
他从来没有在这列车上边下来,
and he did not get off of that train.
蒙神永远的纪念,
and he is eternally remembered by God.
咁啊，會後就有個弟兄就問我。
After that time, a brother then asked me.
咁喺我呢個世代，我哋呢個講緊咩站呢？
Then he asked, well, during our generation, what station is that?
我哋究竟點樣先能夠搭上呢班神永遠旨意嘅列車呢？
How then are we able to board this eternal express of God?
係一個好好嘅問題啊。
That is an extremely good question.
如果你嚟到讀聖經嘅時候咧，
now when we read the Bible，
你就要知道啊，講到神嘅旨意，
we must know that when it speaks concerning the will of God，
從來都係單數並冇眾數嘅。
That will of God is always singular and not plural。
意思咧就係話啊，神嘅旨意咧並不更改，佢只有一個旨意嘅啫。
In other words， the will of God never changes， He only has one singular will。
咁點解我哋叫你要稱呼呢個係永遠嘅旨意呢？
Now why do we call this will of God the eternal will of God?
意思就係話從過去嘅永遠到將來嘅永遠，人嘅喺人嘅所認識嘅歷史嘅當中咧，呢個旨意咧，神一定一直係按著呢個旨意咧喺人嘅。
In other words, this everlasting will of God from eternity past to eternity future does not change, and God will unfold, manifest, and complete that eternal will even in time amongst the history of man.
在人的历史当中，这个包括世界上所有的列国的历史。
In man's history, that concerns all the historical accounts, all the events throughout all the kingdoms, nations of this world.
都是为着神这个旨意的成就来服务的。
They all work, serve according to that eternal will of God.
你的历史,
your
history,
my history,
都是为着要成全神这个旨意而
All those events are in order to accomplish that one singular eternal will of God.
你知道我从人来讲,
now, from man's perspective,
按着以弗所书来讲,
according to the words in the book of Ephesians,
我们是在创世之前被神所拣选的。
For us, even before the foundation of the world, God chose us.
创世之前，未有亚当之前。 没有你爸爸、你阿爷、你阿嫲之前，哦，你已经 被神拣选出嚟嘅。
Even before the foundation of this world, before Adam, before any of our ancestors, we have been marked out by God.
圣经又话俾我哋听。
The Bible also tells us.
我哋系按着神嘅旨意被召嘅，呢个喺罗马书第八章话俾我哋听。
It is also told to us in Romans chapter 8. We are called according to His purpose.
意思乃系讲我哋被神嘅拣选。是有目的的。
In other words, we are called according to His purpose, so He does call us with a specific purpose in mind.
我们是按着祂的旨意，英文这个旨意呢，有时就翻做目的。
Now this will, He has called us according to His own will. In the English translation, sometimes that will is translated as purpose.
所以呢，神的旨意是有方向，有目的。有计划的。
Therefore, His will tells us there is a plan to His will, there is a direction to His will, and there is a purpose to His will.
我们在创世之前被拣选，是有祂的计划，是要成就在祂旨意的当中。
In other words, when we were called according to His own will, He has chosen us, then it is according to His purpose in that direction, it will be completed.
很可惜的。
What is sad is,
好多人并冇上到车。
Many did not get aboard this express.
当然我哋未信主之前，我哋冇可能上呢列神永远旨意嘅列车。
Of course, before we believe in the Lord, there's no way for us to board this express.
但你当思想。
But we must consider.
你当感恩。
We must give thanks.
你要思想在你未信耶稣之前，未信主之前。
We have to give thought the fact that before we believe in Jesus, before we even boarded this express.
你经历过何等大的艰难。
We have experienced so many hardships.
甚至乎你可能走过死门关，你唔死得。
Perhaps even to the point of death, yet we did not go beyond that point.
这个岂唔系神嘅保守，要留到你能够信主
？Did God not keep you even from death in order for you to believe in Him？
或者你亦都应当思想。
And we have to give more thought。
你点解能够信主呢
？How is it that we even come to believe in the Lord？
每一个人的故事都不一样。
Now, none of our stories are the same.
但是呢当你里面思当你细细思想的时候呢我就起初我会觉得哎呀真是巧合如果不是这样就不会这样不是这样就不会这样。
But if we give careful attention and we say, well, if this had happened, that wouldn't happen, if that didn't happen, then the following wouldn't happen.
不是巧合。
No, brothers and sisters, it is not by coincidence.
是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足的来赏给你的。
But God has given to you by His manifold wisdom that He has given to you fully in this way.
我就思想到我们每一个人我信主的过程都好像落雪的每一片雪花一样。
Then we will consider each of our own story of salvation, how He saved us. It's just like each snowflake, how unique it is.
每一片都是雪花，但每一片雪花都是不一样的。
Now you understand the snowflake, there are many, but each snowflake is unique to itself.
这个呢，要彰显神完全的智慧聪明。
That is to manifest that manifold wisdom of God.
好多人信咗主啦。
Now there are many of us who have believed in the Lord.
佢哋所寻求嘅只不过系主喺我身上咩旨意。
But what the believers then may only seek after is what is the will of God concerning me.
从来冇想到佢点样要去搭上呢班永远嘅列车，就是、神嘅旨意究竟系如何
？And have yet to consider that eternal, singular, eternal will of God to board that express.
我睇过呢啲都唔係唔啱喎都係好喎其实我好多甚至有人信咗耶稣之后都冇諗过神嘅旨意我身上边如何呢个仲差啊。
Now I've read some of these things, which is good, because many who have believed in the Lord have not given a second thought to that singular eternal will of God, which is not very good.
在开始的时候我问这个问题是十分对的。
So even at the offset, when we have such a question, it is very good.
你记得吗当保罗在大马色路上边神的大光照他的时候 佢話：啊，主人，我當作什麼？啊
？And you recall the experience of Paul on the way to Damascus when the great light of God shone upon him, and he asked the Lord. He said, "Lord, what would you have me do?"
意思就係話你嘅旨意喺我身上邊，我應當如何咧
？And so that question is, Lord, what is your will upon me, upon my life?
我睇過有一份寄嚟教會嘅嘅雜誌啊。
I read one of the articles that we get that is sent to the church.
啊，咁啊，佢個呢個雜誌嘅名咧叫做《愛家雜誌》。
And the name of this article is To Love Home, Love Your Home, and that is the title of this.
不是只有一篇文章，它整本雜誌的名字就叫做愛家雜誌。
So this magazine is titled To Love Your Home, that's the title of the magazine itself.
它這個所謂愛家不是愛神的家，它真是講 family 的家。
So this title, Love Your Home, is not speaking about the house of God, but Love Your Family, really speaking about each one of our own families.
我們都知道聖經裡面都有講到我們在家裡面當如何來行。
Now the Bible does teach us how we ought to conduct ourselves in our house, in our own families.
但是呢，這個不是終點。
But yet we must realize that is not the final destination.
神要教導我們在家裡面如何做妻子，如何作丈夫，如何作父子。
Now when the Bible teaches us how we ought to conduct ourselves in our families, whether as husband and wife, as parents or children,
乃是叫从家引进教会，引进神的国度当中。
But it is in order to start in the family, to bring us into the house of God, even into the kingdom.
家不是终点。
So then the family, that home, the family is not the final destination.
这个只不过是例子。
But that is only just an example.
所以我一看见那份杂志我就拗晒头。
And so when I saw that magazine, I'm really scratching my head.
为什么不是叫爱主杂志呢？
Why is it not then Love the Lord magazine?
是叫爱家杂志。
But the title of the magazine is Love Your Family.
这个就是没搭，只不过到了中途站就停了，没去到总站。
So that is perhaps you can say for illustration, it is on the express, on the train, but it got off midway and it did not continue on to the final destination.
甚多基督徒信主的人。
But there are so many, many Christians who believe in the Lord.
只不过在某个站到你要留来。
Perhaps we may just tarry around, wander around certain stations.
去到某个站，这个站风景甚好。我就落站就去遊玩一下。
Perhaps we see a particular station. Oh, it's very nice here. Let me get off for now and just wander around and enjoy the scenery in this station.
就喺嗰個站咧附近咧就玩咗一世都唔上車。
And sometimes perhaps we wander in that station for so long, even all of our life, and we could not get back on.
有啲係世界嚇。
Some it may be the world to us.
但不一定是世界。
It may not be the world.
因为没有看清楚神的旨意是什么。
Perhaps it's just that we do not have a very clear vision of what that eternal will of God is.
所以我们就在某个站你要停留。
So then perhaps we meander around in certain stations.
神永远的旨意呢是在历史的过程当中呢，经过当时间往前走的时候呢，每一个站每一个站就将它打开一点打开一点。
So as the train continues on forward in each station, that is along the line of history, so as time unfolds, each station then will unfold a bit more and more of God's will to us.
但是在去到某一个很重要的站之前呢，是众人都不完全十分不曉得的。
Now, at certain points along the route, there would be some central stations that are so important, so vital, that it would be available and known to all.
在这个站之前，所有的人不完全曉得总站是什么东西，是什么事，他不知道。
Perhaps before we approach that station, or even the final destination, before it's reached,none of those on board will know what that is, what is ahead. We are unawares.
在这个很重要的站，这个不是总站， 喺呢個站之前咧，對呢啲上車嘅人嚟講，佢哋上咗車啊，但咧佢哋憑信心上車。
Now, then those who boarded the train, though they do not know what is ahead, though it's not the final destination but a very central station, they did not know what's ahead, but by faith, they got on this train ahead, moving ahead.
在这个站，紧要的站之前，所有上车的人都不知道，全部知道将来这个车是怎样经过去到哪里，他们不知道的。
Again,
他们可能看见总站一些的东西。
Again, the illustration is, those who boarded this train, they know, they have an idea what the final destination is, but they do not fully realize what is ahead in each station, even central stations along the way, but by faith, they board it.
对他们来讲是一个极大的奥秘。
And to those who are on this train, to them it may be a great mystery.
这些呢或者有些像你第一次去迪士尼乐园。
Perhaps, just for illustration, it might be your first visit to Disneyland.
我都好耐冇去过。哇！你話你從來冇去過，你坐嗰啲車咧，哇！你好多驚喜嘅嚇，但你唔知道你會見到啲咩嘢。
Now I haven't been to Disneyland in quite some time, but just for example, if you're on a roller coaster or any ride, you don't know what the next turn is.
啊！你原來經過一個地方，哇！原來下邊仲有更驚險嘅嚇。
So many twists and turns full of surprises. You thought it was exciting, but there's another exciting turn just around the corner.
那個咁緊要嘅站咧，我相信大家知道啊，那個係基督站。
Now that central station, very very important that I'm speaking about now, you know what it is, and that's the central station of Christ.
啊，未到終站，終站係主耶穌翻嚟嘅日子。但係基督站就係嗰個緊要嘅站。
It is not the final destination yet, but we're heading toward the return of the Lord station. But now this station I'm speaking about is the station of Christ.
喺基督降生之前。冇人知道神永远嘅旨意系咩嘢。
Now before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, before his first event, no one knows what that eternal will of God is speaking about.
有啲人摸到一啲。
Some may touch certain areas.
亚伯拉罕喺嗰度仰望将来嘅一个座城。
When Abraham looked to that eternal city,
佢摸到，佢摸到。
And he's able to touch somewhat about that station.
大卫摸到神需要一个嘅居所。
And David, he touched on the fact that God needed a house.
但以理佢喺近嘅，佢睇见呢个圣殿需要重建。
And
佢哋要回归。
For Daniel, he saw what is close to him that the people needed to return because they needed to rebuild.
但系神睇见但以理真系佢嘅朋友嚟嘅吓。
But God did look at Daniel as his friend.
当佢咁嘅样嚟到祷告嘅时候。
Because when Daniel prayed in the way which he prayed,
神就在启示里面不单止你们知道一件事情，并且将来再要行多几个站，将来去到以后如何经过什么风景，在基督站以后就讲到启示里面一些事情都被大家看见。
Because what God showed Daniel was far more than what was immediately before him.Because God showed him many, many of the scenes in the upcoming stations to come, even in the time of Revelation, many of the things yet to come.
但以理话我都唔明白。
Yet Daniel said, I cannot understand.
你知道但以理圣经里边被称为 man of understanding.
Now we know Daniel was called a man of understanding in the Bible.
一个被称为明白之子嘅人，佢都话佢唔能够明白。
Even for one who is called a man of understanding, for him to claim that when he saw all these things, he said, I do not understand.
你今天你是不是明白之子呢?
So today, are we one who is a man of understanding?
你是不是能够胜过但以理的聪明智慧呢?
Are we able to be even wiser and smarter than Daniel?
但以理他之所以能够看见是因为神给他启示。
Now, Daniel was able to see because God gave him revelation.
所以你今天能够听见能够看见不是因为你用你的头脑能够明白这些说话。
Therefore, today, when we're able to understand because what we hear and what we see is not because of our mind.
倘若你不是到主的面前被主来开启的时候我们都不明白。
If it is not that we are willing to come before the Lord for him to reveal unto us, to open us, then we cannot understand.
特別係未信主嘅人。
Especially for those who have yet to believe in the Lord.
我哋想要明白好多聖經。
There are many things we want to understand about the Bible.
但你要知道，你人嘅頭腦明白聖經。只是十分的有限。
But we must understand for man's mind to try to comprehend the scriptures is very, very limited.
你没有神的灵在你的里面来启示你，我们不能够明白神的话。
Without the Spirit of God within us to do the work of revelation, we cannot come to understand the Word of God.
所以我们需要信进入。我哋先至能夠開始明白，唔係完全明白。
So we must by faith enter in, and by faith when we enter in, we will begin to understand, not fully understand, but we will begin to understand.
依然喺我手上邊嘅只不過係五餅二魚。
And what is still in our hand is only that five loaves and two fish.
你唔信主嘅時候，你連五餅二魚都冇。
Before we believe in the Lord, we have nothing in our hand, not even the very small amount of the five loaves and two fish.
我信了主之后，我有的都是五饼二鱼。
And after we believe in the Lord, the little that we have is those five little crackers and two fish.
但唯有主向我们更多开启的时候，这五饼二鱼才能够成为更丰富。
But only when the Lord does his revealing work upon us, then that understanding will become more abundant and rich.
好。讲到在基督站之前这个一个的奥秘。
And so, we mentioned earlier, before we reach that central station of Christ, everything leading up to it may be a great mystery.
但呢当基督来了之后呢这个奥秘就向我们要打开。
But after the arrival of Christ, this mystery then is unfold open to us.
我们来看一次圣经好吗?
Let us turn to a Bible passage.
在以弗所书的第三章。
In Ephesians chapter 3.
我先来读读第一章好吗?
Maybe we'll read some passages in chapter 1.
我是第九节啦。
We'll read verse 9.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure.
原来神呢有个意思是叫这个旨意的奥秘呢是叫我们知道的。
So God had this intention to make known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure.
然后呢我们来看第三章。
And then now in chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
So that it will make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God.
今天不是读以弗所书。
Today we're not sharing about the book of Ephesians.
不是要来读以弗所书，教读以弗所书。
It is not to fellowship in the book of Ephesians.
但是我们从这几节圣经里面知道神是要我们明白他的奥秘。
From these two verses,
他旨意的奥秘。
We have read, it is God's intention that we are to know the mystery of his will.
并且使众人都明白这个历世历代以来隐藏在创造万物之的神的奥里边的奥秘是怎样的。
And it is also to make known to us what is the fellowship of the mystery which is hid from all generations in God who created all things.
这个就告诉我们在基督站之前呢历世历代以来是隐藏的。
In other words, again, going back to the illustration, all these stations before the central station of Christ, all this mystery of this world was hidden.
但是到基督显现的时候，这个奥秘就向我们完全打开。
But at the arrival of Christ, at that station, then this mystery was completely opened unto us.
又叫众人都要明白。
And to make all men see and know.
再读到以弗所书第五章的时候。
So when we read Ephesians chapter 5.
就告诉我们
It tells us.
你哋要明白，你唔好作糊涂人，要明白神嘅旨意系如何。
Do not be fools to be foolish, but know what the will of God is.
意思就系话，如果你唔明白神嘅旨意咧，你就系咩啊？糊涂人。
In other words, in Ephesians chapter 5, it tells us if we were those who do not know what that eternal will of God is, then we are as one who is a fool.
系啦，系愚昧人。
We are foolish.
咁究竟我哋今日系咪明白神嘅旨意咧？
So in
other
words, we must ask the question today: Do we know what that will of God is? What that mystery is?
啊，你话 Simon， 你咁讲，你当我三岁细路仔咩？我哋聚会咗咁多年，我点会唔知道啊？
Now, perhaps you might say, "Oh, Simon, are you treating me like a little child? I've been worshiping here for so long. Do you not realize that I will know?"
我盼望大家真系知道啊。
But it is my hope that you truly know.
神今日嗰个嘅旨意要建造啊，就系佢嘅教会嚟到建造，喺教会当中嚟到建造。
And so that will of God today, what He is doing is a building work, and His building work is upon the church.
神嘅心意就系基督。
Because the heart of God is Christ.
基督嘅身体就系教会。
And the body of Christ is the church.
我哋再睇呢个以弗所书第三章咧。他说要我们都明白，我都读到这里我们都很开心啊，神要打开给我们，叫我们明白，保罗又这么祷告，多好呢？
Chapter 3 tells us to make all see and know. We read that, we're rejoicing because we want to know and we know, and even that is the prayer of Paul.
我们看3章14节是怎么讲的？
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14.
以弗所书三章十四节。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的国家都是从他得名。
For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，藉着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit, by his Spirit in the inner man.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height of the love of Christ.
不是要很详细进入这些每一句了解不是这样。但呢有一点你必须睇见的。
We are not have the time to go into each point to try to elaborate, but there's one point that we must be able to see.
讲紧神嘅旨意啊嘛。
When we speak about that eternal will of God，
讲紧神嘅奥旨意嘅奥秘要打开啊嘛。
When we speak about that mystery of His will to be unfolded and open，
讲到要叫众人都明白啊嘛。
When we read about how it is to make all men see and know，
突然间话语一转喎。
Now it seems like he's changing the focus。
保罗突然间可以为我哋祷告啊。
But Paul says then he bent the knee to pray for us。
原来他这个祷告呢，这个奥秘的成就呢，跟我们有关的。
In other words, the completion of the mystery of this will is connected with us.
叫你里边那个人刚强起上来。
So that your inner man may be strengthened.
这个奥秘，你将奥秘的故事，我们都很喜欢看福尔摩斯啊，讲啲咩侦探故事啊，武侠小说啊，有个结局咪好，你将个结局话俾我听就得啦。
So we love mysteries, or we love a good novel, whether it's Sherlock Holmes or the Chinese novels. We just tell me the ending. That's all I want to know.
但而家唔系。
But no, this is not the way.
居然保罗喺嗰度，你睇睇下嘅时候，嗰本书嘅作者居然跑出嚟，你睇紧书啊？我为你祈祷祈祷啊！
Oh, it's just like we're reading the story of the author, and we're reading, enjoying the book, and then the author comes out and tells us, "Oh, you're reading my book and you enjoy it? Well, just realize I'm praying for you."
叫你里边嘅人能够刚强起上嚟。
And my prayer for you is that your inner man may be strengthened.
原来呢个奥秘旨意嘅成就唔系一件事情。不是外边的事情。
So then we will come to realize, dawn on us, that the accomplishment of this will is not one task that is completed.
不是外边客观去看 看一本书,
it's not just outwardly, objectively, as we're reading a book and we know the ending.
原来是跟我们这个人是怎么样来被兴起有关系的。
But the completion of this will is how we are strengthened and built up.
这个里面的人是什么人呢?
And what is this inner man that is strengthened and being built up?
未信耶稣的人呢,他没有这个里面的人。
Now, first, again, if you do yet to believe in the Lord Jesus, there is no inner man that is within you.
信了耶稣的人呢,有这个里面耶稣基督的生命在他里面。
Because only those who believe in Jesus then would have received the life of the Lord Jesus inside of you.
这个里面的人要刚强呢? 就是讲到耶稣基督的生命呢,要在你里面丰盛。
In order for the inner man to be strengthened and to grow up, then that is speaking about the life of the Lord Jesus Christ in you to grow and mature.
我来了是要叫人得生命。
For the shepherd says, I come to give life.
当我们信耶稣的时候呢,我们就得生命。
So when we come to believe in Jesus, we have received life.
但我们的生命呢,不是丰盛的生命。
But that life is yet abundant life.
所以呢, 叫你里面的人刚强起来,就说我们里面这个人是一个丰盛基督生命的人。
In other words, to strengthen the inner man is not only to receive life, but for this life to grow and to be abundant, for the life of the Lord Jesus Christ to grow and be abundant in us.
所以呢, 来到回答那个弟兄所提的问题。
So now I go all the way back to that question that the brother asked me.
究竟我们今天怎么上什么站? 怎样进入神永远旨意的列车?
So the question was, what station are we at today? And how do I board this eternal will express of God?
既然神将这个奥秘,神永远旨意的奥秘向我们打开,
Since God has made known to us and opened up and folded this eternal will to us,
我们是被希望,按着他的旨意,被召的人, 是有目的的,应当在那里来服侍那些永远的旨意的。
Therefore, for us who are called according to His purpose, may it be our desire to serve that eternal will of His.
我们的生命应当是满有基督的生命。
For our life should be one that is full of the life of Christ.
并且在教会当中,叫教会被建造。
And in His church, we ought to be ones building together the church of God.
叫神这个旨意在教会当中来成就。
So that eternal will of God may be accomplished in the church.
我们回到以西结书啊。
So now when we mention about the book of Ezekiel.
我们知道在这个以西结书刚才讲过了,有成十几,十八次呢, 讲到建造,
in the book of Ezra, because I mentioned earlier in the book of Ezra, this word building is mentioned 18 times.
圣殿要被建造, 城墙要被建造,
the temple is to be built, the wall is to be built.
究竟这个圣殿的建造值不值得将我们的生命完全摆上?
The first question is, for the sake of the building of this house, this temple, is it worth the risk of our own life?
究竟值不值得但以理将他的命都摆上去?
Just as for Daniel, is it worth at the risk of his own life?
因为他为着能够祷告都未建成,祷告这件事情要进狮子坑。
For Daniel, even before he even began to see the city, even in prayer alone for the city, he had to be thrown into the lion's den.
但是神启示给但以理知道这个将来要被重建的圣殿连同耶路撒冷都要在异象中被看见神有话跟他讲是要被毁灭一无所有。
For even the vision which God showed Daniel for the people to return to rebuild this house that is to be rebuilt in Jerusalem to come will actually be in ruins to be destroyed.
为什么还要连命都摆上呢?
Even with that being the vision seen at the end, why would he risk his life for such a work?
因为神所要建造的是人, 不是地。
Because what the building work that God is doing And this after is not the building itself, but he is after a man.
啊，所以咧，其实咧，好似呢个殿要被建造，但咧，但以你因着咁样遵行神嘅话嘅缘故，佢系被建造。
Therefore, outwardly, it seems as it is the building itself, the temple being built, but in obedience to that calling, that will of God, it is Daniel himself who is being built.
这个是生命的建造。
And this is the building of life.
啊，就回到今天的主题。
So, coming back to today's theme.
啊，今天的主题就是讲到生命的建造。
Today's theme is the building up of life.
今天我们建造的不是外边的事情。
For what we're building today, the building work is not that which is outward.
我们常常讲到大家都知道教会不是这座的大厦。
We have mentioned so many times, and we all know when we speak about the church, it is not talking about this physical building or any building.
所以今天神要建造的不是外边的事情，神要建造的那是人。
For what God is building today is not an outward structure, but he is building man.
但以理这个生命被建造。
The life of Daniel is being built.
那是被神所数算。
It is counted, remembered by God.
今天我们很容易落在人的建造里面。
Today, it is very easy for us to fall into the building work of man.
我们可以用很多的方法去建造。
And we have many ways to build.
我在神的家聚了几多年了。
And you say, oh, well, I've been worshipping in the house of God for so many years.
但是你里面的生命是如何呢？
But yet, how is that life being built within?
你建造究竟是外边的方法，还是生命被数算？
Is that being built by an outward method, or is the life that's being built within being remembered and counted?
有时去这些灵会回来的时候有弟兄姊妹就会跟我们说。
Sometimes when we come back from a conference or a special meeting, brothers and sisters may say,
哎呀，喺嗰度靈會幾好嗰啲年青人咧又有咁嘅交通咁嘅有咁嘅要求啊。
On the campgrounds, we say, "Oh, it's so wonderful! We see the young people; they have such fellowship, and this is what they desire."
有陣時我哋都會就下年青人佢哋嗰個嘅需要啊。
And sometimes we're very mindful of the needs of the younger people.
我会将就下佢啊。
And we will try to accommodate.
但系咧，我哋必须要思想。
But we must be very mindful of this.
今日我哋系用啲咩嘅方法去引领呢啲嘅年轻人？
What ways do we use to lead the younger people?
你要佢哋开心好容易。
It is very easy, rather easy to appease the young people to make them happy.
外边教会都有好多方法。
And we see many churches in many locations have many ways to do that.
我们必须要很小心。
Yet, when we act in this way, we have to be very careful.
究竟我们是叫他的魂被激动，还是他的灵被激动？
In ways to accommodate the young people, are we stirring their soul or are we stirring their spirit?
不单只是年轻人是这样，我们大人都是这样。
Yet not only the young people, but for the adults, it is the same.
你看见当日从巴比伦回来的人，他们的灵被激动。
Now when we look at all those who returned from Babylon, how their spirits were stirred.
他们的被激动呢不是说今天好像有一些我们欢喜的事，或者做一隊樂隊在上面大喊大叫，我們這個人就很開心，就是被激動。那些完全是魂的被激動，不是靈的被激動。
The fact that their spirits were stirred is not just try to come up with a great idea and make a band and everybody's happy and our souls are spirit because we're so joyful. Those are not the spurring of the spirit, but the stirring of the soul.
你去到那個地方完全不需要翻譯的，全部都是年輕人一起的，當然很開心。
When we are in certain gathering,There's all the same. There's no translation needed. Everybody's of the same age. Of course, that would be very joyful.
我同樣面對同樣嘅 問題, 好能夠溝通。
It's the same issues we all face. It's about communication.
但你要睇聖經，聖經究竟點講？
But when we look into His Word, what does His Word tell us?
叫我哋合而為一。
That we have to be gathered as one, united as one.
保守聖靈所賜合而為一嘅心。
It says that we have to strive diligently to keep the bond of peace in the uniting spirit of love.
唔分猶太人，唔分外邦人。
There is neither Jew or Gentile.
唔分中國人，唔分美國人。
There is no distinction between Chinese or American.
唔分黑人，唔分白人。
No distinction between white or black.
咁肯定有問題啦。
Now, of course, there would be issues.
好多嘅問題喺嗰度。
There would be many issues that will arise.
喺初期教會就有咁嘅問題啦。
There were issues for the early church.
有講某種話嘅寡婦係嘛？ 投訴教會對待佢哋唔均勻。
There are Hellenistic Jews, which means they spoke another language, and they were widows, and they're saying they had received, be dealt with unfairly.
所以我哋唔可以完全照曬，哦，咁就分開佢啦，唔係咁樣樣嘅。
So the method would be, well, if that is, let's distinctly separate all of one group and the other group. We cannot do that.
不過我見外邊嘅教會係咁做。
But we see many churches today may act in that way.
但你睇見神嘅話唔係咁樣。
But when we look into the Word of God, that is not what it teaches us.
你可以叫人嘅魂嚟得舒服。
Maybe such actions will cause some comfort for the soul.
我哋今日唔係要激動人嘅魂。
For today, our purpose is not to stir our souls.
那係叫人嘅靈被激動。
But may our spirits be stirred.
人嘅靈被激動。
And when the spirit, our spirits are stirred.
唔係一單單係外邊一啲好短暫嘅表現。
Then what is manifested is not just temporary manifestations for a short while.
神嘅靈運行喺佢嘅心嘅裏邊。
But the Spirit of God is moving and at work in each one of us.
你見聖經裏邊提到人嘅靈被激動，都係同神嘅話有關係。
Each time when we see that the spirit of man is stirred, it is always connected with the Word of God.
並且同 人遵行神的話是有關係的。
It is also connected with the fact of man's obedience to the Word of God.
在以斯拉的時代,
Now, during the time of Ezra,
人的靈可以被搞動一下,但是他可能搞而不動的。
Now, maybe our spirit may be stirred, it's just not moved. There's moving, but it's not moving to action.
當人嘅靈真正係被搞動嘅時候，
But when the spirit of man is truly stirred,
必定係有行動，根據神嘅話有行動。
There will always be action to follow after our spirits are stirred.
倘若不然呢？
If there's no action to follow,
呢個只不過感動嘅啫。
It is just a moving that we are moved in our emotions.
唔講得上係靈被激動。
It would not be considered that our spirits are moved.
亞伯拉罕獻以撒嘅時候，
Now when Abraham offered Isaac,
我哋睇一睇聖經點講嚇。
Maybe we can turn to it and see what the Bible tells us of that example.
喺創世記。
In Genesis.
22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
我哋呢度呢就講到呢亞伯拉罕呢將呢個以撒嚟獻上。
Genesis chapter 22, it speaks us of the experience of Abraham offering up Isaac.
我哋請嚟到聽我讀第22章嘅12節。
Please listen as I read Genesis chapter 22, verse 12.
天使說：你不可在這童子身上下手，一點不可害他。現在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因為你沒有將你的兒子，就是你的獨生的兒子，留下不給我。
Genesis 22:12, and he said, the angel said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.
第十八节。
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
敬畏,
fear.
刚才讲到, 我知道, 第十二节讲, 我知道你是敬畏神。
It says, now that I know that you fear God, you respect Him with holy fear.
什么叫敬畏?
And what is this fear speaking about?
如果我们只是从字面来看,就是敬而远之,又怕埋它,就叫敬,又敬又畏啦。
No, if we just look at the letter of the word, we say, well, fear is just a matter of being afraid, so I'm afraid, so I stay away.
拜偶像的人就是这样。
That is the case with those who worship idols.
拜偶像的人就是敬畏。Now,
when the idol worshippers, they fear, they are afraid.
但这个解释给我们听什么是敬畏。
But here it explains to us what true holy fear is.
后边就说给我们听第18节。 因为你听从了我的话。
Verse 18 explains to us, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
有神的话在先。
First, there is the word of God.
然后呢, 天使就说, 我现在知道你是敬畏我的。
And the angel of the Lord then said, now I know that thou fear me.
因为神的话要你这么做, 你听了神的话, 这么大的难处, 你都可以这么做。
And you honor me in this way because you first have the word of God. The word of God told you to do this, and you have obeyed my voice, though there is very difficult for you with so much hardship.
因为跟着再补充，因为你是听从咗我嘅话。
And the angel of the Lord said again, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
听从同埋敬畏原来系有行动嘅。
So when we say we fear, we honor God, it is connected with obedience, because with that there is action to follow.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我是很熟悉这节圣经的。
We're very familiar with that verse.
我是从来没有联想这节圣经来读，联想这个例子来读。
But when we say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we don't connect it with this example here.
我是常常觉得敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。 就是我尊敬他,或者我信了他,我就开始有智慧了。
When we say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we think, well, when I fear him, I honor him, I respect him, and I begin to believe in him, then he'll give me wisdom.
如果我们联想这句话,我们里面的味道就多很多。
But when we connect the verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, with this example here of Abraham, it will become that much more flavorful and meaningful to us.
这个敬畏不是只是怕他。
So the fear of the Lord does not speak about fear.
不是,
about being afraid.
不是只是尊敬他。
It is not just a mere respect of him.
是神有话。
But it speaks about the fact when there is the word of God.
无论多大的代价,
regardless of how great the cost.
我为什么我的心会被搅动呢?
That my heart, my spirit is stirred.
因为实在有难处。
Yes, there is hardship that lies ahead because of this.
好像老鹰要搅动鹰巢一样。
Now, just as the example, we heard how the mother eagle will stir the nests of the eaglets.
这个小雀就要跌下去了。
And so, then the little birds will fall out of the nest.
有十分大的难处。
There is so much hardship that will come upon them.
但我们愿不愿意起来遵行呢?
But yet, will we be willing to obey at his word?
但当我们听从他的话的时候,
so when we obey his word,
这个就被算为真正的敬畏。
Then that will be counted as true fear and honor of the Lord.
神今天在我们身上边的, what 就是这样来要求。
God requires of us today, is this what is he asking for?
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
这个智慧不是人头脑的智慧。
This wisdom is not what we think of wisdom in our mind.
但是你是一个智慧之子。
Now, Daniel was a man of wisdom, man of understanding.
但以你所得著的大智慧不是因为他的头脑。
The great wisdom which Daniel was given was not because of his great mind.
甚至乎他说我都不能够明白。
Even to a point, he himself said, I cannot understand.
但敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
当但以你这样将自己来摆在神的手的里面的时候。
When Daniel was willing to place himself in the hand of God in this way.
他确实是遵行了神的话。
He did obey the word of God.
一连他的生命都摆上。
Even to the point of death.
神更大的智慧在他生命当中。
Then there's greater wisdom of God upon his life.
今天我们用什么东西的容器去量神的话呢?
So today, what measure do we use to measure the word of God?
我最后看一节圣经好吗?
So lastly, let us turn to this Bible passage.
马福音。
The Gospel according to Mark.
第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
第二十四节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 24.
二十三节
，starting with verse 23.
马可福音四章二十三节。
The Gospel according to Mark chapter 4 verse 23.
有耳可听的就应当听。又说，你们所听的要留心。你们用什么量器量，也必用什么量器量给你们，并且要多给你们，因为有的还要给他，没有的。连他所有的也要夺去。
Verses 23 to 25, If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. And what measure ye measure, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall more be given. And to him that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he had.
这里所讲到的耳朵不单只是外边的耳朵还是心里边的眼睛心里边的耳朵。
Now of course, the ear that is speaking here is not our physical ear outwardly, but the ear of our heart, the eyes of our heart.
这个是主耶稣讲的。
These words are spoken by the Lord himself.
你们所听的你们要留心。
Now take heed to what you hear.
你们究竟用什么样的量器来到量呢?
What is the measure you use to measure the words which you hear?
中文亦欲量器量给人来加上去呢? 你今天用什么样的量器去量神的话?
When it is added on in the Chinese or in the translation, what you are measuring to others that is added on is what measure do you use to measure hearing the word of God?
亦都用什么量器来给你们?
So what measure you use to measure the hearing of the word of God, that measure will be measured unto you.
神的心是要你用正确的量去了量。
Because God's desire is for us to use the right measure, to use the right tool to measure the word of God.
因为神问我这个句话嘛，你用什么量器啊？
So God is asking us, what is it that you use to measure?
这个是一个问题来的。
That is a question from the Lord.
你用什么量器啊?
So what measure do you use to measure?
你用什么量器来量呢? 你就得到一些什么东西?
For what measurement you use to measure, that is what you'll be receiving.
你用什么量器来量神的话? 你又不神的话, 你又用根据那容器的容量, 你又得着什么东西?
And so,with the vessel, the tool that you use to measure the word of God, how much you scoop up, how much you take in, is how much will be measured unto you.
神的心意是叫我们能够用正确的量器来量神的话。
And God's desire is always for us to use the right tool, the right vessel, the measurement to measure his word.
因为呢 你如果你的量器对、啊、下面就这么说有的还要多给他。
If you use the right measure, the right tool, that vessel, it says then, he continues to say, what you have to him, more shall be given.
没有啊，为什么没有呢？因为你用的量器不对。
And he have not. What do you mean I have not? Well, because you used the wrong measure to begin with, so you did not have any.
你以为你量到一些东西，你以为你不到一些东西，连你的所有的都没有。
you thought you scooped up with the right measure, that you used the right tool, but actually it's nothing. So you didn't even scoop up anything to begin with. So may we come to understand the Word of God in our spirit. What is this measurement that we ought to be measuring with? What is it that is more would be given? The Lord said He has come that we may have life and have it abundantly.
你用基督來量一些東西呢,你又得著基督。
If we use Christ as the measurement to measure anything,
或者那個容器,不要說是一個 vessel,
So the measure is speaking about a tool, that vessel. If we use Christ as that vessel to measure, then we will gain Christ.
如果你用基督以外的量器來量神的話,你得出來,你以為得到,其實沒有得到。
If we use any other vessel to measure according to the Word of God, we think we have received something, but we would have not received anything.
意思呢,還有更多一點的意思呢,就是我們所量到的,你的心,人的心,必須在神面前正確。
So then, what it is that our heart must be accurate, must be right before God.
人的心在神面前对的话呢,
For when our heart is right before God,
神所给过你的呢,
what God then would have given you, no one can take it away.
有些什么是人不能够夺去的?
What is it that God has given unto you that no man can take it away?
有些什么是可以夺得去的?
And what are things that can be removed?
生命裏面的實際話語進入人的心裏面,成為我們生命的實際,是沒有人能夠奪去的。When
the Word of God enters into you and becomes reality in your life, no man can remove that, take it away.
如何能夠成為我們生命的實際呢?
And so then, how can the Word of God enter into us and become reality into our life?
那是因著遵行神的話。
It will become reality in our life by our obedience to the Word of God.
好像亞伯拉罕願意獻以撒一樣的行動。
Just as the same action when Abraham heard the Word of God, he obeyed his voice to offer Isaac.
這個成為了亞伯拉罕的生命。
And this has become a part of Abraham's life.
他就是這樣上了永遠的列車。
And by such obedience, he set foot upon that eternal express of God. And no man can take it away from him. What are things that can be taken away? If our heart is not single, not pure before God,
我只不過聽了,
I've heard the Word of God.
我很歡喜啊,
I love it. I rejoice in hearing the Word of God.
完了之後,你開始跟講員說,哎呀,我今天聽了你的講道,我很高興啊。
We are so glad to hear the Word of God, and we say to the speaker, oh, I'm so happy to hear the words you share today.
開開心心走了。
And we leave rejoicing.
並不付得出代價。
But yet we're not willing to pay the cost.
只不過存留在我們裡面一陣間而已。
And that word will remain upon us only for a short while. And it's just like a revival camp. We go and we get all excited and that high goes away. If we will measure with such a measurement, it will be so short-lived.
你以為有,
we think we have it. But in fact, what we think we have is nothing and it will be taken away.
与主用着这些话给我大家,
and may the Lord use such words that we may mutually encourage one another. Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊,愿意你自己亲自来祝福这些话语。
Lord, we pray that thou would bless thy own word.
主啊,倘若,主啊,不是自己,主自己吹气在其中。
Lord, unless that thou would breathe upon it.
主啊,你只不过仍然是五饼二鱼。
All that remains is only the five loaves and two fish.
只不過是聖經裡面一些的話,
It would be just some scriptural words to us.
我只不過站在旁邊來觀看。
And we only stand on the sideline to look upon it.
與主吹氣在我心裡面。
But Lord, we pray that Thou will breathe upon our hearts.
願意我的心將被主的話來激動。
So that Thy word will stir our spirit, our heart.
叫我們願意作一個真正敬畏神的人。
So that we may be one who will truly fear and honor God.
願意真正被神的話來激動。
So that we may be truly moved, stirred by the word of God.
叫我們能夠活在你的旨意當中。
So that we may be one who live in thy will.
因為我們乃是在創世之前按著神的旨意被揀選。
For we are one who have been called according to thy eternal purpose even before the foundation of the world.
願意主聽我們的禱告。
Lord, may thou hear our prayer.
禱告奉耶穌基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.